Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, if you have just joined us, welcome to the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. We're talking about the unofficial Cape Town Marathon, which took place on Sunday. Of course, Team DL Link had a fantastic team running, obviously raising awareness, very importantly running with a cancer warrior on their back, a name, running for someone, the energy of healing and overcoming difficulties, and of course, a fundraiser. We've heard some phenomenal stories and so delighted to continue with it. Dan Stillerman, as I said, always played such an important role in the community with the wonderful work that he's done. CEO of Excel Academy. Dan, welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you?
Thank you, Nikki. Great to be here. And I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm still... I'm still recovering from the marathon that wasn't. Usually you take about a week off to recover physically. Now I think we've all had a week to recover emotionally from the trauma, the emotional roller coaster of the day.
It was the trauma. And I mean, as Josh said, he had carbo loaded, the adrenaline, he hadn't slept, and then it was boing. But nothing stood in the way of many of the thousands of runners, certainly Team DL Link. And Dan, I mean, this was the warm-up because I know you've done the double challenge, which is what you've dreamed up. And last week I spoke to someone as well, and I just said you are an absolute mashugana. And you too are completely, I mean, you're a mashugana, Dan. Why the double challenge?
So, Nikki, it was 4 months ago, almost to the day, that I was in the studio handing over the check for 1.25 million rand to Malka Ella, to the Fertility Fund, a week after the Comrades Marathon. So we raised 1.25 million. We handed over the check. And then I was literally in my car driving home. And I thought to myself, what's next? And I thought, wow, it's 4 months to go till the Cape Town Marathon. And there'll be so many Jewish runners running that marathon. And wouldn't it be great if we could all run for an amazing cause? And straight away, I thought of DL Link because for a number of years, the DL Link has sent off a team to the 947 Ride Joburg and then also to Jerusalem Marathon. And I thought, let me bounce this mashugana idea off Tammy and Michelle from DL Link. They loved it. So we ran with it. They ran with it, literally. And we got together a team of 37 runners. And it's also the whole context, maybe you guys have discussed this already, about Cape Town Marathon very likely to become one of the Abbott World Marathon Majors in the next year or two. Charities are a huge, huge component of the World Marathon Majors. For example, if you want to run the London Marathon, you've got a number of ways to try to get an entry. If you enter the ballot, it's about a 2% chance of actually getting an entry. They give 20,000 and there's like 1 million people who apply. And then there's charity. So you can run for a cause and raise usually £2,000 to £3,000 or dollars, and that money goes towards the charity. So for the DL Link, they saw this as an amazing opportunity for now, but also into the future, to partner with the Cape Town Marathon and to really, put them, they're already on the map, but to put them that much more on the map in terms of a charity and in terms of raising significant funds locally and internationally, because it's just a huge status to become a World Marathon Major. So I looked at all of this, and then I also looked at the calendar, and I thought the Cape Town Marathon, scheduled for the 19th of October, next year it's shifted to May, 24th of May, and then also the 947 is usually in November, but it was shifted to this coming Sunday, the 26th of October, because of the G20. So then I thought, well, they're 1 week apart, so it's actually, it aligns amazingly to do this double challenge, and people can either run, or they can ride, or they can be a mashugana like me and attempt to do both. And I sent out my message actually on the Friday. I was a little bit late with the fundraising for Cape Town Marathon, but 2 days before the race, I sent out a message to a whole lot of WhatsApp contacts, and I said, you know me and you've always supported me in my Michigan endeavors. I use that word as well. So, yeah, I think we've raised about 250,000 rand. Interestingly, as Josh said, in my opinion, I don't know if the race director is listening to this. If he is, then great. I think it was handled or mishandled. Really, that's the bottom line on the Sunday morning in terms of PR and communication.
Lack of communication.
Yeah, right? It was really a fiasco, and there were all sorts of rumors and speculation, and people thought that it was hacked or it was spam or AI or whatever. It was just they were hiding behind a very generic, short, unemotional clinical statement that they sent out at 5 a.m. Sure. to 24,000 committed, invested runners who had made the effort and traveled from far and wide and invested huge amounts of time and effort and energy to get there. And it just didn't feel right at all. And then about an hour or two later, to add insult to injury, they said the no refund policy applies. Sorry, guys. So that was just kick them while they're down, in my opinion. And in parallel, we so many of the runners decided, as you heard from Josh, that we would go run anyway. Chad Nathan, who you guys know, Ginger with the GoPro, he sent out a message to all of his thousands, tens of thousands of followers saying, meet at Saunders, we're going to run to Llandudno and back. So people just did their own thing. And at 6:05, I joined a couple of friends and we started running along the Atlantic seaboard. And people ran as long as they wanted to run, whether it was 42 or 21 or 30 or 15. The point was we were there for ourselves and for our running groups and for our causes that we're running for, and we decided we're getting on with it. So it was quite amazing to see that all along Victoria Road, all the way to Llandudno. I've got four friends who ran in the DL Link colours all the way to Colk Bay. They ran across the peninsula, 42 km, had a beer, and got an Uber back.
It must have been a lot of fun. You know, I mean, the marathon, of course, is wonderful, but this must have brought just such a camaraderie, like a different element to it, right?
Yeah, it was. Look, Nikki, there's no mistaking the fact that there was huge disappointment and a huge letdown. Right. It wasn't like we were all sunshine and unicorns. Like, everybody was disappointed and confused, and a lot of people were angry, and you know, especially the as I said, adding insult to injury by saying no refunds. Thankfully, later in the day, Sanlam said, don't worry, we're going to cover your entry for next year or the year after. So they took that for the team. Probably 20 million rand gesture of sponsoring people's entries. But it was a major letdown. But, you know, we actually met for a burger at the press in Sea Point afterwards, as planned, at 1:30, the DL Link crew. And they asked me to say a few words, and I stood up. I said, I can't help but draw the analogy between the cancer warriors and their families who are going through the challenge, the unthinkable challenge of physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, of going through cancer and the treatment and all the complexities that go through it. And for us, I just felt like, you know, as runners, we could plan down to every single detail and do every training run and show up and have the gels and have the carbo loading ready and everything's ready. And life can throw you the biggest curveball at no notice at all. And it's about showing up and being resilient and rallying together with your family and your community and acknowledging and appreciating the fact that DL Link is there throughout, regardless. So they were there for us. They were on the promenade. They had the banner that they'd printed. They had the cheerleaders who were cheering us on. And we were there and we showed up and we made the most of a difficult situation. So, yeah.
Just fabulous. And as you say, I mean, we have plans in life. And as you say, these families have had life changed, you know, and in a big way. And this was your experience of it and the how we adapt and how we move on. And I love that that's what Josh said, you know, mindset, resilience and meaning. I really, really love that. Listen, Dan, you're fabulous. Thank you for putting this initiative together, this double challenge, you Meshuggah you, and wishing you all the best for the race on Sunday.
Thank you so much, Nikki. Can I add one more thing?
Yes.
Just take advantage of the fact that I'm live on air. So I had this idea and I bounced it off Michelle, Terry and Tammy from the DL Link a couple of days ago. I said, we've all got the kit, we've done the training, and we did show up on race day and we did our own runs and that was great. But I think that what we should do is, today's the 23rd of October, in exactly a month's time, 23rd of November, it's a Sunday, and it's another Meshuggah race. It's called the Tough One. It's been going for 51 years. You run up and down and over the brutal hills in Randburg. It's 32 kilometers and in peak summer heat. So I said to them, let's all run in our DL Link kit and continue raising money and continue raising awareness and show up on race day, where the race will go ahead on the 23rd of November for DL Link in DL Link colors. So let's all do that. I'll send out messages on the DL Link group.
Wonderful. Well, we'll be promoting that. Listen, Dan, you're unstoppable, and whatever it is you have in the morning, I want some of that, please. I want that energy and that get up and go. Listen, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us. It's been wonderful having you on the show.
Thanks, Nikki. Ciao.
Take care. Thanks, Dan. Dan Stinneman, CEO of Excel Academy. And really such a driving force. So that's the double challenge, the 947 coming up. And now on the 23rd of November, this other big, huge race. But we will definitely keep you updated.